Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you enjoying this fall day?
You know I love it.
I know you do.
I slept outside last night.
Really?
Woke up this morning.
With your spouse?
No.
Or that's a reward to sleep outside?
No, I love to sleep. We have this lower screened-in porch, and oh my gosh, this is the time of year to sleep outside.
Yeah? So it's open, wide open? Animals can come in there?
No, it's screened in.
Screened in.
Yeah, don't tell me that. I would freak out if I...
You like animals.
Not snakes. That's the one thing that scares me down there, but it was beautiful. I love the weather. It was cold.
Yeah. Was it in the 60s, 50s last night?
I think it probably got in the 50s, but with blankets and...
It's nice.
Yeah, blankets and my iPad and, yeah.
That's all you need.
That's right. Oh, gosh, Lee. You know, sometimes we have guests on the show that put me to sleep, but I've got a feeling that these will not today. No offense to the guests. There's just certain subject matters that don't excite me much, but... For some crazy reason, I think I'm going to be excited about getting trashed today, Lee.
You think so?
Yeah, we'll find out. Do a little trash talking.
We'll see.
And for our listeners that think that they need to cover their ears because Lee's going to be talking dirty, I don't think that's the case. This morning that we're going to listen to Kevin Copeland and Andy Greider of Just Trash It Talk Trash. I mean, really, Lee, they're going to be talking trash. We'll cover both the inner workings of this 13-year-old locally owned Just Trash It. I'm sure people have seen the signs. And we're going to see how their business works, how they're doing. We're also going to find out about why recycling is important. We talk about that a lot. Everybody's talking about going green. So if you want to learn how you can have an impact on the planet or you just want a good time, listen in because they're ready to talk trash. All right, Andy, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thanks, Amy. It's nice to be back in the studio with you guys again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been. It has been.
And Kevin, my first question for you is, come on, you've been in other businesses. How in the world do you get into the trash business?
Actually, it started when I was 4 years old, and I used to charge my parents to take out the trash. And I said, this is it. This is my life right here, and I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. No, but actually, probably about 13 years ago, I lived in an apartment complex, and I noticed residents, they would stick their trash outside their door. They would throw mattresses at the compactor. And although I was young, I still had an entrepreneurial mind and said, hey, you know, someone should pay to get rid of this stuff. And I started hitting a couple of apartment complexes, knocking on residents' doors, charging to take away their junk and trash, and it kind of just blossomed from there.
So you're the president of Just Trash It. 13 years.
Yes.
Wow. And what kind of big changes have you seen in 13 years as far as trash?
I mean, there's always trash. It's been recession-proof. You know, back 13 years ago when the economy was a lot better, there were people building more. We dealt with a lot of construction companies. Recycling wasn't as big then. You know, recycling was big on the West Coast, and it just started trickling over here. So I have seen that change over the last 13 years. But as far as apartments go, and I've seen a lot of evictions, I've seen a lot of people moving out, you know, due to the economy. So there has always been more trash.
And you do both residential and commercial?
Correct.
Talk a little bit more about that.
For residential, we, you know, when we clear out garages, basements, attics.
So you don't do just the weekly trash pickup?
We do that as well for certain areas, Sandy Springs. We also do doorstep waste removal for apartment communities called Trash Valet, where the residents actually stick their trash outside their door, and we take the trash to the dumpster for them, and we'll contract with the management company or the HOA. So we do that. For junk removal side, we'll clear out garages, basements, attics, haul away mattresses, sofas, appliances, things like that. For commercial, we clear out offices when people are, I mean, there's a lot of vacancies right now in offices. So people are downsizing, you know, moving out of their offices. So there's a lot of desks, computers, filing cabinets, those types of things that we haul away as well.
Do you shred stuff? Like if you go into an office like that?
We don't physically shred it ourselves. We will ask how sensitive the, you know, documents are.
Right.
And if they're like, hey, it just needs to be thrown out, we'll recycle the paper. Now, if it's sensitive material, I partner with a shredding company that they can call, and then they'll do it on site.
And you talked a little bit about the recycling part of it. Like if somebody calls you, let me first ask, is there anything you couldn't pick up?
Yes. We don't pick up spouses, kids, and paint or chemicals.
Paint or chemicals. Do people try to hide that stuff? Yeah. I bet people try to mix it in with things.
They do. For the most part, people will tell me on the phone. And what I tell those people is that they need to harden it with kitty litter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the general rule for paint. You need to harden it with kitty litter. Or sometimes Home Depot has paint drop-off days. And you could look online there. But some people will try to sneak it in there, mm-hmm. put it in black garbage bags. But we just can't throw it in the landfill.
Got it. And then how do you sift out what you're going to recycle?
Well, we recycle metal, plastic, cardboard, and depending on what it is, we could look at it there and sort through the stuff. We donate as well. So if it's good stuff, we'll donate to Goodwill, Salvation Army. We always try to find a home for the stuff because we want to reduce what goes into the landfill.
What's the best thing you ever found?
Anybody's.
Andy. I found Andy a couple months ago. That was the best thing I've ever found. I mean,
sitting next to a dumpster. Yeah. Right next to a dumpster, and he pulled up. And
are we talking about the weirdest or just like the best? I mean,
you tell us. This is your
weirdest thing I found is a prosthetic leg with a shoe on it. Best thing I found was, you find money.
Really?
And it's not in a place where you can say, hey, whose is this? Because mm-hmm. it could be in a couch that you found at a dumpster.
Right.
Things like that.
So how much money were we talking?
I mean, 20s, fives.
So no big, like, 10 grand?
No.
A briefcase?
Not as far as, we haven't found that briefcase yet.
Not as far as you know, Lee. we found antique stuff before. Nice furniture. We furnished our office with new furniture that someone was giving away. I have big screen TVs, so we just find all sorts of stuff. I think my employees have the best furnished places in town.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Does your office look like Sanford's home?
It doesn't. Actually, it's dun, 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 dun. One room does. I like the one part that goes, Lamont, you big dummy. I do have one room that's a junk room. And the rest is all nice and pictures on the wall and stuff like that. But for the most part, I let my guys have stuff they find or we'll donate or recycle or, I'll keep.
Right.
Andy? We always try to make sure it gets to a good home one way or another. And that's one of the keys that I think sets Just Trash It apart from a lot of the other folks outside of being locally owned, outside of being been around for 13 years and definitely on the cutting edge of the whole junk removal side of things. It was one of the things that really attracted me 2 months ago when we started talking. And I said, I've already worked with Kevin before.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get a chance to actually go and really take this thing in a whole new direction and, run the marketing and run, that side of things. And it's been incredible. The growth potential.
What's the downside of these kind of franchise trash removal that are popping up? It's like, they obviously don't have as deep of relationships you guys have.
There's pros and cons to a franchise. I mean, the cons, all the money's not being recirculated into Georgia.
Right, in the community.
Yeah, the community, which is something we generally like to do. So that's one of the negatives or cons. I mean, but on the pro side, when franchises come in here, they bring awareness to our industry, and then when they go to my website and the first on the home page says we are locally owned and not a franchise, hopefully some of the people care about that. And again, when they see these franchises, they search other companies as well. But that's the only downside of a franchise that I can see, is that the money's not being, like I said, recirculated into Georgia's, what would you think, Andy?
I would say that there's not a bad company that does what we do out there. Whether they're a franchise, whether they're another locally owned upstart, new company on the scene, there's a lot of really good companies out there that do what we do. I don't think there's really a downside to a franchise, Lee, other than again, it's one of those businesses where you still have a boss. Regardless of if I'm looking at franchises in general, you still, you know, as a franchise.
Wait,
you still,
you're looking at a franchise?
No. Yeah. I said if you're looking at a franchise, if you're looking at a franchise, you're still, you know, you still have a boss. You still have to answer to a company who is your boss. And it makes it a lot different than having your own, you know, your own gig, and you don't set the rules, you don't set the parameters. So that can make it tough too when you're trying to compete.
Yeah, and that's and to elaborate on that, when you do own a franchise, you have to actually get permission for certain things to do. I mean, we could do whatever we want. I'm not saying it's good that we're doing that, but I mean, we can go and I can make my own decisions. I don't have to call and say, hey, what do you think of this idea? And because there's some things that we do that I know the other franchises aren't allowed to do for whatever reason, but they don't allow them to do
it. Like what?
I don't want to say all that.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
Would you ever franchise your model? Because, I mean, the logo and just the name is so clever.
I've been approached several times. Personally, I don't know at this junction in my life that I can go travel all over and try to train people. And I know there's people who do that. But I think, you know, I'm trying to have a kid this year, and I think I'm going to focus on that. But I have been approached. I have a great name. I get calls every week. How do you start a junk company?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I'm not going to not do.
Right.
But I think, you know, our goal bringing Andy in here was to tighten up the systems even mm-hmm. more. So when we do decide to take that next step, or we'll probably branch out in Georgia first mm-hmm. and have different, you know,
areas
like Macon, Augusta, things sure. like that, and sure. kind of work inward, outward.
That's huge. I mean, it's just amazing the amount of trash we have. It absolutely blows me away. And so many things you buy nowadays have so much packaging. You get away from all the packaging, and then the product is like the size of a softball, and the packaging is huge.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a friend of mine say to me that we pick up where consumerism leaves off. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I think we're seeing that happen. You know, when we're doing pickups now, a lot of the times it's somebody who, as Kevin said, you know, has downsized. They've moved out, whether it's a business, whether it's a residential. A lot of times they're downsizing and getting back to basics.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we see an awful lot. We see a lot of businesses that, you know, people are taking an earlier retirement. You know, we just helped some folks out the other day with, you know, they were moving their office into a smaller room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically meant they were limiting, you know, 2/3 of what they had down, you know, and needed to get rid of it.
It's a great feeling. I mean, I cannot say there've been very few things that have been as satisfying to me in my life as that watching that dumpster go away. I mean, some people are probably emotional about it. It felt so good. I mean, pounds and pounds and pounds of trash, crap, junk that I didn't need. It's just crazy how much stuff we accumulate.
It is. And there, Amy, I'll tell you that almost every one of our customers, and if you, you know, on Kudzu, we're the number one rated junk company, and there's about 120 something odd reviews up there.
Wow.
And they all have one very similar theme to them, which is, you know, besides the fact we love Just Trash It, you know, they're all happy. They're all thrilled.
I thought it was that Kevin guy on the phone.
That Kevin guy on the phone is pretty good too, yeah. But the, you know, they're thrilled because they've got that cathartic release. They've got that sort of wow, you know, I've turned my, you know, my one car garage back into a two car garage. I've got space back in my basement. I've got a place I can put the kids now that they've come home from college, you know, and they don't have a job.
yeah. Now, is your customer somebody who uses you one time and then that's it? Like, how does it work?
I mean, strange enough, most of them use us once, but we have people who use us year after year after year.
They got a lot of stuff.
This is for junk removal.
Right.
Yeah. And this is for junk removal. And I mean, this is just residential homes. I'm not talking about like a contractor who's, you know, constantly calling us. This is like, I have customers who call us who've used this 12 times. And it's just someone who's like, oh, we got some more boxes. We got some more boxes. I mean, it's like, so I'll keep doing them. I give them a little break, but it's amazing that the repeat business that I've seen, and being a business 13 years, you're kind of bound to see that. But usually when you haul away someone's junk, it's done, they're done, and that's it. You won't hear from them again. I didn't realize it was going to be such a repetitive business, which is kind of cool. So that was very surprising to me.
I was going to say, you know, of course, we have, you know, ongoing business with HOAs and with, you know, apartment communities right. and property management companies and contractors and that kind of thing. But what we see also are a lot of referrals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who I might be talking to at the end of a job and mention to them, hey, you know, we do commercial stuff as well. Do you have an office? You said you're a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you guys ever have anything that needs to be removed there? You know what? You know, actually, let me put you in touch with the office manager, that kind of thing. You
That's
know,
great.
It's, again, once people see what we do and they see how our crew does it, because we've got really good people that work with us. And these guys really actually care about their jobs and they care about getting stuff done right. You know, getting stuff out of there and safely and quickly.
Right.
So we're thrilled, you know, from an angle of having a good staff and good crew who goes out and does what they're supposed to do and leaves a great impression with these clients. I think that's why we get a lot of the repeat.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Is there an area of your business that you're really focusing on growing? Obviously, Kevin, you found Andy and brought him in. What area? Is it more the commercial, residential? What spot?
I mean, you're always looking to grow the residential because that's like, boom, you go in there, they pay. But the offices is what we're looking to expand now because we have realized a, you know, increase in office vacancies and, you know, businesses going out of business. And, you know, I hate that for the businesses. But, you know, they've got to call someone. So we've kind of focused on that. And the remodeling area, that's kind of a little, you know, not as many people are spending money on remodeling.
Sure.
And so that's kind of dipped a little. So the offices, the one thing you have to worry about the offices is if they're going out of business or downsizing, do they have money to pay the bill?
Right.
You know, so. You
okay.
know.
Can you walk us through, like, if I'm a residential person that's downsizing my house, maybe getting rid of some stuff, like, how does it work? Like, how do I even know how much this is going to cost? Like, how. Is that something you do over the phone, or you
yes,
have to come
certainly.
Out and look at it?
When I first started, I would go out there just to familiarize myself. I mean,
sure.
Someone would be like, I have a couch. I'm like, all right, let me run out there. You know, now
a couch is a couch.
Yeah, I know. You know, but now you can give me a call, and I'll, you know, who am I speaking with? Where are you located? And how'd you find us? And then what do you have? And you'll go over a description
right.
of what you have. And at that point, I'll say we charge by how much it fills up our truck,
right.
give you the truck dimensions, and kind of give you an estimate ballpark of what it would be. And that includes all the loading, disposal, gas. And then when we get there, sometimes when we hang up the phone, you know, some people add stuff, you know, and then we get there and it's more stuff than what I was told. And then they're still looking for that same low price that I gave them. Rarely happens, but it just really depends how much it fills up. If you tell me you have a bunch of bricks and roofing material, no, I mean, I'll tell you to hit the bricks, you know.
Right.
But as far as I could usually give a good estimate over the phone. And if it's something crazy like a hoarder house, which we've done before.
Oh, really? I bet that's
rough.
Crazy.
It's rough. You know, I'll go look at that. And
just
give an estimate.
Yeah,
do they identify themselves as a hoarder house, or what are the tip-offs?
Well, I've lived here for 30 years and never done anything. You know, a lot of the hoarders, though, we work with a lot of you know, organizers, things like that, and they're the ones who call me. And we were actually on the show Hoarding Buried Alive on TLC.
Oh, wow.
And in December, or it was in March, we filmed in December. And it was rough. I mean, you go there, it's very emotional. They don't want you to throw anything out.
Wow.
You know, it's like they're empty dog food cans. You don't have a dog, and you don't need the empty dog food cans,
right.
You know.
Crazy.
So that was a difficult one. And it's a sickness. Hoarding is a sickness. And
right.
you can clean up whatever you want. 99% of the time, it's going to probably get back like it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was that. So it's kind of hard to do a hoarder's house. So I kind of try to stay away from those. God bless them.
Yeah, that's a tough one, definitely. So one of my favorite shows right now, American Pickers. Like I travel for work a lot. I'm on the road a lot. And I love to stop at the little junk places. I mean, it's so much fun. Do you have people that will, you know, that want to pick from your garbage?
Yeah.
I'm not asking if I can come pick from your garbage, but I kind of am.
kind of, sort of.
What we try to do is keep the good stuff, and we'll try to donate it. We'll clean it up if we can. Like I said, I'm not on all the jobs. I'm rarely on any of the jobs, so I'm sure my guys probably picked through some stuff. I mean, one,
those are the perks of the
job. You get a pick.
Yeah, I mean,
first pick.
Granted, it is a black lacquer waterbed, but besides that, with gold trim, with gold trim and a mirror.
Every home had one at one time.
Oh gosh!
But you know, there's no one who's like, "Hey, can I pick through the stuff?" I mean, but it's almost like we could have like a my favorite place, which is on like Peachtree Industrial, with all the little knickknacks and things like that. But like I said, my guys will probably get first crack at it. Mm-hmm. What they don't take, we'll just donate.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's. It's surprising when you get out in the field and you actually see how much there really is that is reusable in some way that we can find a good home for. And like I said, we really work hard to try to do that. We try to arrange the truck when we load it. And you were asking about that earlier a little bit. You know, how do you kind of keep tabs on it and separate it out? You know, how do you separate out the recycling? Well, we have bins for metal. We have bins for, cardboard and newspaper on the truck, and we know we're going to jobs that we're going to require it, which is most every job.
Right.
So that's the kind of stuff we try to do very, very hard. And again, try to, do that so we can make sure that we lessen our impact. And quite frankly, we lower our bill when we have to go to the landfill. It keeps our business costs in line as well.
Are there a lot of landfills in Atlanta?
Yeah.
More than you'd expect.
Ask me where they are, Lee.
Yeah.
I'm not telling any of the competition. You figure out where they are, buddy. But yeah, there's a good bit. You have to have a few. Because I'm just giving you an example. When you're in Kennesaw, you hate to go to the one on Buford Highway. You know? And when we first started, we didn't know where all the landfills were. So you're schlepping around town.
Right.
But now we know where all the landfills are. It's very efficient. And, they're kind of hidden. You got to find them.
Really? They don't advertise?
There are some that are a mile and a half drive off the road once you get off the road. You would never know they're there.
Right.
And you just keep on winding back, and you think you're lost, and then eventually there it is.
Well, you follow the smell.
Or those birds that circle.
Yuck. I bet it is a smelly job.
It can be. It can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget about that part. Yuck. Yuck.
That's all right. I actually keep deodorant in all the trucks, like spray deodorant in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what kind of job it is. We have gloves. We have hand sanitizer.
We have face masks when we need them.
We have, disinfectant wipes.
We have the hazmat suit.
Not a hazmat suit. No, not that much.
We'll turn down those jobs.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, I do see you in the community a lot, volunteering both your time and your service at different types of charity events, chamber events, and I kind of joke when I see you about, there's the trash guy.
It's all right. Call me whatever you want.
But it is awfully nice that you do a lot of community service. Is that one of your advertising methods? I mean, what do you do when you, like, say I see you at a music festival, and you're definitely keeping on top of the trash?
Yeah.
But
I'm at the music festival this year for Dunwoody. We do the trash, and obviously when you're doing that, you're walking around with your just trash it shirts. Our truck is there, so it becomes an advertising, but that's secondary for me. I mean, I'm really doing it to, like, help out the Dunwoody Chamber and the city of Dunwoody, and the reward for that is your name does get out there. And but I enjoy doing that stuff because no one's going to – I mean, the way we keep the grounds clean, and which is why people always call us, every year to do the events, like the 4th of July parade. I mean, there's 35,000 people there.
Right.
But I do it generally to help out the community. I've been around for 13 years. I've gotten enough – people have given enough to me, and I've gotten enough business in Dunwoody where it's, kind of time to give back to your community. So that's kind of how I feel about that. And then, karma is karma. It comes back to you. But I don't do it for that. It just kind of happens that way. But it is an advertising medium for me. And you can get your name out to a big crowd of people with a truck just sitting there.
Yeah, no doubt. The other thing that amazes me about trash is if you have a neighbor that's doing a remodel and there's the big dumpster.
You're allowed to put stuff in it, right?
Well, everybody thinks they're allowed to put stuff in it, but
I thought that's a universal rule.
No, I mean, what's up
with that?
Actually,
go ahead and broadcast that because it gets us more business.
People go out in the middle of the night to dump in your dumpster.
Right, well, you don't want to go during the day.
And then some people forget to take the labels off. That's where it kills
me. That's a mistake.
That's
a rookie mistake. That's a rookie mistake.
Well, first of all, you don't get a dumpster. You call us. Because if you call us, there's not going to be a dumpster sitting in your driveway. Where people can do that. But no, I mean, if you have a dumpster, you know, there, one solution I have is to put a lid on the dumpster. I don't know if they make lids for dumpsters or not.
Oh, with a, like a lock?
Well, one that can almost like slide, just close, you know, and I'm, you know, in that way, stuff's not flying out when people pick it up. That's just a little invention of mine.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, there's got to be a way, like homeowners, when they have the dumpster, put some kind of tarp over it where no one's going to throw stuff in it.
Right.
But it's, people do it all the time. I mean,
that always amazes me. You know, I had a computer about 4 years ago that I wanted to get rid of, and I put it at the curb, and the garbage man wouldn't pick it up. Nobody would pick it up because I live in Sandy Springs.
So well, because it was a Commodore 64.
No. So you know what I did? I went to Super Target. I sat it on the seat of my convertible, and I went inside Super Target.
I came back out.
It was gone.
No.
And the printer.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
That's a true story.
It was actually the Target over in Sandy Springs.
Oh, great.
Where Goodwill is.
Nice.
Yeah, right next to Goodwill. It worked well. But, you know, for some reason, when I put my household garbage on the seat and walk into Super Target, I come out, it's still there.
It's still there.
Actually, there's two bags there now.
That's part of Kevin's trash plan.
Well, it is. When we pick up trash, people always ask us, where do we take it? And I usually say we dump it at the neighbor's yard, and then we put a card on their mailbox, and then they call us, and boom, you know. We're in the neighborhood.
Right.
That's actually our version of recycling.
Oh, gosh. That's too much.
Business has doubled.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why. So speak a little bit more to that recycling, because it is kind of being hammered into our heads that we need to recycle. Why does it matter? I mean, what do you take to a landfill, and can you speak to any of that?
Go for it, Andy.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if you've ever been to a landfill, you understand that for every item that doesn't end up there, we're better off. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can do. I mean, metal recycling is key, and especially when you can break down the types of metals and make that, you know, a cleaner fit. It's not that hard to do that, really, in the long run. And when you can break, you know, you can take plastic, you can take cardboard, you can take your paper that can be shredded or recycled. All those things are all recyclable. And so when we get them in separated format already, especially, we can really work with them. We work with all the HOAs and the, you know, condos and apartments as best we can to make that a simpler process for the residents. And then we take it from there, and we take it to the next step. Again, every single piece that actually gets to recycling makes a big difference on the impact overall for what our kids end up dealing with later on, what their kids end up dealing with. It's sort of that generational thing, and we're starting to see it here on the East Coast. Kevin mentioned earlier, you know, everything trickles left to right on the left coast to here. And when you look at, you know, California, they've been doing this for years. There's a lot of, you know, right now their big thing is water conservation, where, you know, we did it because we had a drought. You know, here we still don't really do much water conservation and things like that, but that's, you know, contamination of the water. You know, you're only this far from the ocean, yada, 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 and California is really important. I think that's one of the next things we'll see here, starting to trickle this way. But right now, you know, just the recycling side of things is pretty huge. And it is important. It's very important for, for parents to be able to teach their kids. It's important to be able to do it at home. It's important to be able to do it in the workplace. And really to have that sort of crossover. We occasionally have done a few programs where we've gone into workplaces and talked about how do you start this at home so you can, you know, carry it through at work, or how do you start at work so you can carry it through at home, and, you know, that kind of thing. And there's really simple steps you can take. I mean, you know, some of the things that we've mentioned are, you know, just starting with one thing. You know, start with all your plastic in your glass and get that out.
Do they still make glass?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
I drink beer.
Wine.
Yeah, that's in glass.
Right. Well, you don't drink the box wine? Amy?
You know what?
Franzia?
Really, not Franzia, but I do have a boxed wine that I really like. That's funny that you say that.
What's that, Manischewitz?
No, it's...
Corbett Creek?
You get it at Super Target, and it's a Shiraz Cabernet blend. And I'm going to tell our listeners, I've put it in a carafe before when I have dinner parties. And people, I'll say, now, which of these do you think is the most expensive? It is so good. Yeah, I drink box wine, too.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if Two Buck Chuck was in a box, I'd be getting, you know.
There you go. Well, gosh, any final thoughts for our listeners? I mean, everybody's got trash. When should they call you?
Early and often, right?
The one thing I do have to ask you about, though, the dumpster thing, the lack thereof. So if I'm doing fall cleaning, and I clean everything out. Do I just put it on my driveway, and then y'all come pick it up?
No. Well, you'll call me. I mean, it's always nice when it's on the driveway, but we're not looking for our clients to break their backs. What we'll do is I'll ask where the item's located. Sometimes they'll say they're already in the garage. I'll be like, perfect, cool. We'll back our truck up, load everything up. Now, some people are like, hey, I have something upstairs, something downstairs, something in an attic. We'll go get the items wherever the items are.
Okay.
Our pricing includes all the loading and everything, disposal, gas. And if you have a couch upstairs and it's a sleeper sofa, we'll go up. We'll take it downstairs. If you have it in the basement, we'll go outside the basement door. We try to make it as convenient as possible for the, you know, for the customer.
So will you just take one couch?
Certainly, certainly. We have a minimum charge. Our minimum charge is generally $75. And that's, you know, to start up a truck, send two guys. Or, you know, we charge by how much it fills up the truck.
So what is $75? Do I get you a couch?
No, a couch. I mean, if you had like a couch and a lamp or something, depending on, we're in Dunwoody, so if it's in Sandy Springs or not far from us, you know, we'll take care of them. We're hoping the smaller job's going to lead to a bigger job, because when they see us pick up just for the $75, sometimes I'll go do the job myself.
Because you're a big, strong guy.
Oh, I'm huge.
Yeah,
I'm
huge. You could do two couches. God, what's your record? How many couches?
Well, on one hand, right. You know. But that was a while ago. I used to be able to lift couches. But, but yeah, we'll do that. And generally, someone will go, man, they were so good at that little small couch. We got stuff in our office now. And it kind of leads.
So what is a whole truck? Is that a... There's a fee for a set fee.
Yeah, I mean it depends. I mean it really depends on what kind of stuff, how far is the stuff away from the basement. You know, it could be, you know, $350 to $400 a truckload, just depending on, now all my competitors are switching their prices as we speak. You know.
It could be $100 to $1,000.
I mean we're doing a job this Saturday which is $750. It's two truckloads, and it's all in the basement, and, you know, we got to clear everything.
So everything it's kind of negotiable depending on where it is. Correct. So if the homeowner makes it easier, then it could be less expensive. If the homeowner doesn't want to get involved, then you're going to pay for that.
Correct. Right? I mean, if there's something in, like, we've done stuff in the backyard, and the truck is 100 yards away, and we got to schlep that stuff from the backyard. So it's hard to charge them the same as you would someone who has everything piled in the garage.
Right.
You know? And I'll let people know that. I'll let them go, hey, you'll save about $45-$50 if it's up at front.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it could be an older couple that, you know, obviously don't want to do it and it's worth it to them. Or they may have people who are working on the house bring the stuff to the to the front and it saves them a couple bucks. But I always give people that option.
And typically when a person uses your firm, two people come out with the truck? Is that the standard?
I mean, we've had as little as one, and we've had as many as four. But generally, the trucks hold three people. And just depending on the type of job, we'll do a hot tub. And, you know, that requires three people.
Right.
We've done pianos. That requires 10 people. I mean, it's three people, really. But it just depends on the job. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have a job today I'm sending one guy on. Because, I mean, we don't need two guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he could just pop it in his truck real quick and boom. So, and that's efficiency right there.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
I was going to say, that's one of the things that I think really does set Just Trash It apart is, you know, when we get the phone calls, we're asking a lot of questions of the customers. We want to understand how we can make the job most efficient, not just for us, but for them as well. Because we understand it's their time. You know, I mean, a lot of the commercial stuff we do, we'll end up doing either, you know, if we do it during hours, we find an efficient way to do it between 8 and 5. If we can't do it between 8 and 5, we'll come in the evenings. We'll come in on Saturdays, whatever we need to do there to make their life easier. We're willing to, you know, bend and twist and be flexible, you know, as best as we can. So it makes a pretty big difference that way.
And our website's pretty informative. It pretty much has everything but the pricing on it because jobs vary. We even have like a junk meter on our website. If you click on like a quarter truck, it'll actually show the amount of junk what a quarter truck is. Yeah. And you can find that at www.justtrashit.com. And also wanted to offer the listeners of Atlanta Radio $25 off any hauling as well. You know, so I should probably get 1,000 calls.
1,000?
Absolutely.
10,000. 10,000.
Careful, your phone is lighting up.
There you go.
Actually, it is.
There you go.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is good.
Any final thoughts for our listeners? It sounds like the website's a great place to start.
Kevin, every caller will get you, right?
Correct.
You're the one who estimates this.
Correct. You don't get – oh, that was another thing about the franchises is when you call a franchise, you're getting a call center, and which is great, you know, but no one knows the city like me. You aren't going to call a call center and say, hey, I'm in Roswell, and I'm going to go 30075 or 30076 zip code. So it is personal attention. Right. People, you know, I'll know the people by name. And, you know, it's I like the fact that I get to, you know, schedule the jobs and people get to talk to me and there's no, you know, discrepancies or with someone else talking to them. And,
right.
You
there's
know,
no miscommunication.
Yeah, no miscommunication.
Right. That's
and,
good.
You know, I'd love to be big enough where.
There is miscommunication.
Yes.
we deal with that pain.
Yeah,
we deal with that pain.
We would deal with that pain, you know, but I like being locally owned and. You know, it's you know, a lot of low-hanging fruit where I am, and so I enjoy that.
Good deal. Time for that fall cleaning.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Fall cleaning, holidays are coming.
Family starts coming.
If you're
at the room,
if you're a commercial realtor and you've got space that you know people are vacating and you need somebody to come in and clear it out quick, you know, we're more than happy to accommodate. You're sorry for the you know the reason for accommodation, but we're happy to come in and get it done. So that's really, you know, that's the kind of the things we're looking for to grow our business is the, you know, the commercial calls and the residential calls, and we're here to serve you. So
terrific.
Yeah. Thanks for getting trashy with us, Amy.
Yeah. This was fun, Lee.
Yeah.
We get to talk trash more often.
Regular segment.
That's right.
Hey. Trash talk on what days? Y'all pick the day. We'll have trash, just not Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk trash. We definitely would like to do that. Talk trash regularly right. with y'all. That would be great.
That'd be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, thanks so much for being our guest today and for getting dirty with us.
Thank you, Amy and Lee. I appreciate the time and educating people on the recycling processes.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. And until next time we talk trash, thank you to our listeners, and we'll tune in again next week. Until then, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Have a wonderful week.